You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Armchair Cricket Podcast.
Hello all. Welcome to another episode of Armchair Cricket Podcast, a podcast focusing on test cricket by armchair critics of the game. I'm your host, Ajit. In today's episode, we have a very special guest, Saurabh, joining us for the first time on the podcast. Hello, Saurabh. Welcome to the Armchair Cricket Podcast.
Hi, Ajit. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to talk about the most passionate thing I can even have, that is cricket. Thank you so much for this.
No worries. I mean, always happy to have new people on the podcast. As I said in the last episode, I'm making a lot of friends as I go along. And the more friends I have, the more fun it'll be. So before we get into the games of the week and so on, so probably a very obvious question for somebody from South Asia. How did you get into cricket?
I think cricket somewhere down the line is there as a blade blue in us rather than the red cells. I think blue cells are higher. So from childhood, we have, when I remember I was 2, 3 or 4, the immediate memory what I have from my childhood, that the bat I am having and the balls my friends are. So it's the starting of the cricket for me.
Nice.
That defines that. I am that passionate from that day till today.
All right. So it goes without saying you support India, or do you support any other team secretly?
I support multiple teams because, see, if you say the India, quite obvious. But again, for me, cricket is the first. India, if India is playing against someone, quite obvious. India is my best team. But again, whenever it's a X versus Y, then the depending upon the team situation. Because apart from India, all places, I feel which team is best, which player combination is good. I support accordingly. So generally, you say my favorite is India, then somewhere my favorite is Pakistan, even few of the matches, Australia. But again, depending upon the situation and circumstances of the matches, apart from the India, yes, but it changes with the matches.
Fair enough. Okay, that's good to know. And as things are going, what is the team you're following the most right now? Is it just India or somebody else?
India, CSK, Mumbai Indians, RCB, these are the teams which I follow a lot.
All right. Good to know. So, let's get into the games that have been happening over the last week or so. So, I think first we should get to the ongoing test, the Ashes test. It stands at a very crucial place. So, 2 days of game and one innings each done. Both teams are nearly equal in terms of the scoring. A 12-run lead is as well as nothing. So, it's a one-inning shootout. The fifth test of the series, and well, England will need to win to draw the series. Otherwise, Australia will, for the first time, win an Ashes in England, like I think in 20 years, 20, 21 years. So, how do you see this test match going?
So, this test match actually started with a very different mindset. The way they played, the periods in the test matches were amazing. You see, they lost wickets earlier. Then again, Harry Brook came and played a outstanding inning of 85. You see that everybody has, like, we thought exactly they may get out by 230, 240 England, but they ended up around 280 because of the amazing contribution from their lower order. Same condition was happened that it was with Australia. The way they started, like, opening partnership has done okay. And then from there, Stephen Smith has come up with Uji, played really well. And then from there, the downfall started. And again, I thought exactly it's going to be 200, 230 maximum. But again, our Pat Cummins and the Todd Murphy had a different plan to take a 12 runs lead. So because the mindset England is playing at this moment, 12 might not be a too much of number, but it's a victory of Australian cricket differently, because they show that anyone can play their own way of game rather than adapting or talking about the baseball or that kind of cricket. Because ultimately, what I feel, you play park ball, you play baseball, you play X ball, it's all about the result that matters.
Hmm. What you say makes a lot of sense. So the first thing is, you know, Australia, are they proving that the old world way of playing test cricket, it is still very relevant, that you take time, you absorb pressure?
See, test is all about absorbing pressure, because we saw in the first test also, when exactly what England has done smartly, which has backfired them, that is called declared. They declare when exactly it was not required even. So, positive mindset is okay, confidence is okay, but overconfidence and over-reliance, actually, it is the worrisome stuff. Because if you see, their captain Stokes played good innings, good knocks during the test match. But you will see that the way he said it will come and start baseball from ball one, he doesn't do that. He played for 25-30 balls and then scored some 5, 7 or 10 runs. And then he later on the part, he played really well to accommodate with the strike rate. That is right now is a big deal. And I also find out one thing irrelevant from the board of English. You want the head has told that cricket is a sports, this is for entertainment. We are not looking after, or we are not worried about the results. That's absolutely ridiculous, because they also know, because they are losing, they have to say. If they would have been won the entire series or not, by now, they would have been said that that is cricket. Not this is the way cricket has been played. So, and we all know that the third world always put the things the way they want or they do. Sorry, not the third world, the first world. The first world, whatever way they do, they feel exactly this is the way they play cricket. No, test cricket is the way you want to play. Let them play to, let them come to India with a 5 test match series. I would love to see how exactly they can go ahead with baseball. I would really love to see when they will be 95 all out.
I think multiple people have said this. That will be the truest test of baseball. I think Alistair Cook went on record saying that.
Ultimately, not only Asia, because you go to Sri Lanka, because see, the problem is that in India, Pakistan, Australia and Bangladesh, only India right now currently having a form of a spinner who are actually the proven, and they proved it for the past few years continuously. Pakistan, they're very good with the pace bowler, but spinners, they don't have that amazing spinners for the last 2 years, especially when they lost Kanaria, Yashish Shah and all. Now these Abraj and all are coming. It will take time. Sri Lanka, they don't have any after headers. This guy is Jashuriya or the what is the name? Vikram Singh. They all have. They are coming. They have played only 7-8 test matches. They took 8 wicket per test, mostly of 6 wicket per test. But their strike rate, run rate, and the overall average is much higher. 27, 28, 29 in Sri Lanka. And you go to Bangladesh, they have only Shakib. Rest everything, you know. But in India, you have Kuldeep Yadav, you have Ash, you have Jaddu, you have Akshar. These four are there in your face. Apart from that, there's a huge line of the spinners. Might not be coming front line immediately, but with the time they will be. So when they will come to India, even the ball is little assistance, you don't know exactly what's going to happen to the England team. Little bit assistance Jadeja needs. Little bit assistance of Akshar needs. And this guy, Ash, you know exactly, he's our like 483 wickets, come on, in only in 92 test matches, 93 test matches, is an amazing thing. So we need not to say, so if you say the baseball is good, let it be the baseball to be played everywhere. If they come in India and win India series 3-2, 5-0, because baseball is not a result, it's a statement. Baseball is a statement. So statement cannot be like, oh, we won by the 2-1. No. It is like either 3-2, 4-1, 5-0, somewhere, or 3-0, something like that.
Right.
So we'll see exactly how it goes.
Exactly. See, one thing is to prove it in a different condition, but the other thing, in the existing home conditions, to come up with, you know, when the chips are down, to come up with a result. So there, I think England have done well after being 2-0 down. And for all the world looking like, you know, didn't bury it, frankly. Even those people who backed pass ball very much were not sure if it's going to work. Then comes Headingley. Then comes the good fast bowling changes. Chris Wokes and Mark Wood, they make a huge difference to the England team, right? So this has been, first of all, a lower scoring series than what you would expect. Australia did really well in the first two tests with the bat, Stephen Smith scoring 100 and so on. And they won those two comfortably, with Khwaja winning one by himself as well, right?
Problem with Australia was a Lavushane. Lavushane was their, like, their torch bearer, because he was scoring around 60 or piece with Stephen Smith. And somewhere down the line in England, he was a big failure apart from the one century, right? Last match.
He scored a match-saving century, could be said. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, that is the rain who saved the century, not him for sure. I don't give him the credit, because he was struggling actually in that match also. He was lucky enough to survive for that match. But again, survival is to the fittest, and the best player can, they know exactly how to survive in those situations. So Lavushane has put themselves in the situation. But again, the way he played, the way he going, so that's why one of the biggest failures that Warner is not playing, Lavushane is not playing well. Then you don't have that much of names in the field. Like, Smart has come, scored a century and half century. Again, he has gone for 28-30. And which was the reason his inconsistency in the past, that he wasn't in the team for the 5 years or 4 years. So that's the biggest problem, because the Australian team is not the same Australian team of the early 2000s, late 2000s.
I think cricket itself has changed quite a lot. Cricket itself has changed a lot, in as much that sort of dominance may never be seen again. West Indies did it for a while. Australia did it for a while after that, you know, for a decade almost, right? So, but then now all the teams are up and about. And also there is a huge discrepancy when playing at home and away, right? Most teams are also very good playing away these days. So, look, when you see this game, coming back to this game, I think one of the crucial points of the game was when Moeen Ali got injured. You know, him and... Harry Brook were going really well. Harry Brook, in fact, was hitting out. I mean, mainly, I thought Moeen Ali getting injured. So, 3 for 184. England had the game by the scruff of the neck. You know, if at that point in time, if they were able to carry on for an hour more of batting, let's say, Australia would have been very much down, because they were scoring in their usual 5+ runs an over. And England, you know, if in another hour of batting, if they had gotten to 230 for 3 or 4, I think Australia would have found it very tough, because then you had a bunch of stroke makers coming in, like Ben Stokes, Harry Bairstow, and so on. But then,
Sorry, Ajit, I want to interrupt here one thing.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There is no ifs and buts in cricket.
Aha.
So that's why the reason I always said, even to our lots of calls, lots of tweets, we say ifs and buts. If and but, then India would not have won the 1983 World Cup. If and but, we would not have lost 2017. If and but still persists, then we would not have lost the even your emerging Asia Cup finals. So there is what happened. That happened. That's why the reason sports is greater than what we think, because we imagine. Imagination doesn't work on a live stuff. Because see, whatever you do, you cannot control the live events over there. You can ball, you can outswing, but you cannot control the shape of the outswing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can say, I will do outswing, it will go for the 5 inches, 7 inches, 1 inch. You see him also, you know, it's an in cutter, but how much it will go deeper, you never know. So there's nothing called the ifs and buts. So I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's why the reason England right now, England and Australia poised on the same place where they started on a day one first hour. Now, how they are going to play today, that matters a lot, because I don't think so 22, 250, 230 or 270 will be the winning score at this moment, because we are on a day 3 and the pitch looks good. And in England, it is to be known that the pitch is just really good when it is on the 4th and 5th day. 3rd, 4th is the best day to play cricket over there, and there is a sunshine. Is there? I doubt if there is any rain chances. I don't know, I haven't heard yet. Might be with England, anytime it can be possible. But if they're scoring 300, 350 plus by one day, the way they are playing at this moment, the speed, I would say it's a England's game. If England is like playing basketball and just proving basketball and out within the 250, I think it should be Australia to win or lose. The one team can win and lose from here is England, because they have the upper hand. Absolutely, with the 3 days to go.
Mm-hmm.
And playing the way, if they're playing like, no, I have to go for the back ball from starting, I have to throw back from first ball, rather than playing smartly. Back ball, na, 3.5-4 plus run rate, right? There's nothing else. More than that, back ball is the intent. It's not about the, I think, scoring runs. It's about the intent, positive intent. You cannot go to the shell because of any reason, right? Basketball is an intent. Basketball is a feeling that it is, I'm playing cricket for a positive vibe. So let the intent to be good, but not the foolish one. That's what I'm saying. England to win, England to lose somehow.
All right. So who would you think to be the key player in the whole game going on from here? Forget in England or Australia.
It will be the way Brook played. I still have to feel about him, but again, the way Brook played, but more than the Brook, it is the lower order batsmen, like 6, 7, 8, 9, because they are the ball, they are the batsmen also. So I think that middle order, whomsoever's middle order will do better, they will win the game. And for Australia, this is more over than anyone, it is Usman Khawaja and Stephen Smith. These two have to stay longer, that's it. And for these guys, it is already their middle order. Whereas the top order, because top order, the way they are playing, if they go away, they go away. Or if they get out, they get out cheaply. That's it. There's no middle ground for them. So, yes. So, for me, their middle order of England and Usman Khawaja and Stephen Smith is the very important role to play for Australia.
All right.
I'm talking about the bowling prospects I didn't take, because I didn't find anyone from the Australia apart from the, this guy, Stark. Who actually looks like very, very intent to take wicket.
Right. So, one of the things I wanted to also discuss is, would a fatigue factor come in for either of the teams, right? So, England are slightly fresher, but Australia, this is their sixth test back-to-back for Cummins, Stark. You know, Stark at least was rested for one game. Hazelwood was rested for 1 to 2 games, but Cummins has been bowling non-stop. His economy rate has been higher, right, the last two tests. It's not just basketball. It looks like, you know, people are able to target him a bit better, right? So maybe that was the reason why they brought in Mitchell Marsh and Cameron Green, just to try and make sure, you know, he's backed up a little bit, the skipper, because he has to also do some thinking while he's waiting, right, to bowl next. So that's one of the things I think might make still a difference. But for me, you're right. It's a one-inning shootout, and I would, at this point, I'm back England simply because of the mindset. To come back from 2-0 to nearly 2-all, if not for the rain, I would have said it would have been 2-all. So it was unfortunate that it rained. But now as things stand, I think they can go one step further. They're probably going to try and win this and draw the series. So my prediction is still a 2-all. I had predicted a 2-all before the series began. And I always said one test should go to the weather. Because in England, what you already know, right? Weather can always interfere or take enough time out that one of the sides who is back or behind the 8-ball will recover and, you know, get away with the draw. So, okay. Your final prediction for the test result, quickly.
Yes. So, you have pointed out 2 points. I just want to say 1 minute. That is called the Pat Cummins, right? The Pat Cummins, see, when you are a pace bowler, you are a... You're not about the 5-6 bowling, and the fatigue will come due to that. Fatigue is in mindset rather than the body, because every team is having an amazing support staff. So I don't believe in that. Yes, being a captain and the fast bowler is a big problem, because when you are a fast bowler, you are a captain, you think differently, you cannot concentrate on yourself, you don't know when you should ball, when you should not, because as a captain, you think, I can do this. If I will do, then what media will say that I'm not giving an opportunity to others? So many things going on in their mind. So that's why the reason somewhere down the line, I think Pat Cummins is a good captain, but if Australia has to survive for the longer, Pat Cummins has to play longer. So he should step down as a captain for the good for himself rather than the team. The second pointer you talk about, another thing you touched immediately about the England. What the pointer? I forgot. Sorry, I missed that point. So England point of view, exactly same. 2-2 or 2-1 or 2-2, they have done. They have them. We all forgetting that they are playing in their own den. So, If they would have been done the same thing in Australia, I understand. But they are doing it dead on then, and if all the teams, most of the teams, they who were one down in a longer series, two down in a five test match series, they generally come down fast, better, because they know exactly what the pitch is going to, how the pitch is going to play, because they are only creating the pitch. So their mindset is much, much better than the anybody else. I am feeling it is, result will be, see, my heart says something, my brain says something. I don't know which way to go ahead, because the match is such a wide open that the two players or three players, if they will do stupidity, it will be gone. So my, I'm agree with you on one point, that it's England to win. But another point I want to add here, it is England to lose also, rather than the Australia. So it's an England match to win or lose. My prediction, for just because you have said 2-2, I'm going ahead with the 3-1.
Right.
But it's absolutely on a naked. Absolutely.
All right.
On a neck to neck things.
Let's see. Okay, now going on, if you were to have a quick look at India's tour of West Indies. So the second test got drawn. There was some rain in the game and there was some play lost most days. And in spite of their best efforts, India could not win the second test. It looked like they had the upper hand, but a lot of time was lost even on the last day. And that meant, you know, India could not go on and try and win the game. But they did their best to try and get to a result. So having batted first, you know, I think Virat Kohli, after a very long time, after 2018, he made a away 100. So that's a very welcome result if you're a fan of Virat Kohli and also, you know, Indian cricket fan. So does it give you a good feeling, first of all?
See, whenever the team is winning and Kohli is making runs, and especially the way he played that, because we saw the glimpse in his first innings only. Because the way he played, you know exactly, when he does, he played a cover drive well, and his body language is little different when he's enjoying his game and shaking his booty on a every beat on the field with the game. I found out that, yes, it's really amazing. Because he was in a good mood. I think, I thought exactly he wanted to score his double over there. But unfortunately, a run. Yes, it's an amazing innings by Kohli.
Good support. Jadeja playing classical test cricket as well, taking nearly 4 hours out of the game, you know, keeping him company. But then some good runs from the lower order, Ashwin making a good half century as well. India had enough on the board and it was scored fast enough, knowing that, you know, there might be some time lost in this test match. And they did enough to gain a reasonable lead in the first innings. So this was again thanks to some good bowling from Siraj. So in this game, the fast bowler stood up. Debutant Mukesh Kumar did really well, took 2 wickets. And of course, Siraj, I think on a fairly flat deck, really rose up to the occasion. He's showing that he's the next leader of the Indian test match attack, Saurabh.
See, the way players are coming today or into getting introduced, you see that even the players like Mukesh Kumar, whose name, apart from the cricket fans, nobody knows. Because I doubt if somebody knows that he is from Bihar, plays for West Bengal, and he has a history, what he has done the last 2 years. No, the only people got to know that when he has been bought by X team for 5.25+ crores, and he got a pickup for the India. But nobody knows exactly how does he ball, apart from the good guys who exactly having the passion for the cricket. So, but Mukesh Kumar also balled like without nervousness. What IPL or the televised way of cricket has done to the Indian team. I think more than the IPL is a televised way of cricket. Because because in Australian cricket, England cricket, they are doing good from day one, because they are, all the sports are getting, all the cricket is getting televised. So whenever you're televised, you know exactly somebody is watching, so you have a nerve. But when you know exactly nobody is watching, you play like zero. So somewhere down the line, that televised of the sport makes really a big, big changes to Indian cricket. That's why the reason. And you say he's 29 right now. I don't know exactly how he will be leading the pack, because Shami is bound to come back. He's 32, 33, Shami. Bumrah is 28. And then you have a few more guys in the back, like Umesh Yadav. He might not come. Ishan might not come. But yes, out of the youngsters, what we have, yes, we may say that he may be the leading factor in them, but leading to the pack will be slightly higher, because the new guys will come start coming in next year onwards, and he will be in 30s, where we don't know that in India, if you're 30 plus and the pace bowler, how long you will survive because of the amount of cricket, amount of if you have to play Ranji Trophies and all, even 2-3 matches, you don't know exactly how gonna do still. So I say he's doing good. Let him be. Just say that he's leading the way he is, but leading the pack will be tough for him because he's 29-30 at this point. So he's doing a good job, that I can say.
Why I say he's leading the pack is one in this tour.
The most experienced point of bowler. View is, yes.
The other one is he looks very complete. I mean, to bowl on pitches where there is assistance, to bowl on pitches which is flat like this. This is almost a subcontinental wicket. He could as well have been bowling back home somewhere, Kanpur or somewhere, right? So this is again a pitch that was turning from very early on in the game. Something you expect to see in subcontinent. In either case, I think he showed commendable maturity there. That's why I think he's at a good step. He is
in that way. He is. I was talking about in terms of the new age coming bowler and the way he has to lead the pack, because he's 28, 29 and he's doing good. But we don't know in India exactly what's going to happen after 2-3 years, when exactly Shami will be out in 1 or 2 years or 3 years, maybe maximum. Bumrah may play 2-3 more years or might not play Test Eva after this year, or depending upon his health, might be only limited to the T20s and ODIs also if required. So in that pick, you can say exactly he may be, but he's an amazing bowler. He's having a lion's heart for sure. The way you throw the ball to him and he can ball anywhere in the whichever the pitch is, dust ball pitch, is a swinging pitch, steaming pitch. Anyway, he is having a lion's heart. He's an amazing bowler. Miyaji is really, really amazing.
Absolutely. So the next thing is, well, Jaydev Unadkat, I felt a little bit, you know, he could have done a bit more, considering again the same thing, that these pitches are very similar to what they get to play on back home. He's very experienced, and he had a good chance, you know, to make impact, because he played both the games of the series. And I would have expected him to have come up with one good performance at least. I think he was a bit unlucky there. He couldn't come up with that. But in any case, Indian batting in the second innings really set the game up. Having only played 24 overs, they literally played a T20, scoring at 7.5 an over. So a lot of kudos to, you know, the same Yashasvi Jaiswal, who took a lot of time out in the first test to come out batting, hitting hard. They're used to T20, right? And Rohit Sharma playing a T20 innings. Everybody sort of coming out. Shubman Gill. And then Ishan Kishan actually promoted above Kohli and Rahane to try and, you know, express himself freely. He's a lefty. So he did that beautifully. So the game was set up nicely. India declared with enough time on the fourth day. And they took out a couple of wickets as well. But then there was not enough time on the last day. So Tag Narayan Chandrapal, son of the famous Shivnarayan Chandrapal, showing, you know, his chip of the old block, taking a lot of time out, taking more than 2.5 hours out of the game. Right? It was a crucial time that they don't lose more wickets, don't cause panic among themselves. And of course, the captain also. So he's the main batting, let's say, star in that team for now in the test matches. Craig Brathwaite, I think he did well in this test match for them. So in this case, I think West Indies will be happy to walk away with the draw, what looked like a certain 2-0, according to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we all know the sad state of West Indies cricket from past 20 years now. They won few T20 World Cup, but we know exactly that we are scared of individual, because T20 can win by the individuals. Tests cannot win by the individuals. Apart from one or two instances might be, but again, overall, you have to take 20 wickets and you have to play 450 overs. So single-handed, you cannot win always. But in T20s, you can win single-handed. Anyone will bat for 15 overs. Like Andre Russell will play 15 overs for the 40 balls. He scored 80 runs and the team will go to 200. A bowler will come like Narine, you know, they will bowl 4 overs, 8 runs and 4 wickets. This try that they can win the matches on their day. They won 2-3 T20s World Cup. But again, the impact they had, they're supposed to have in the longer format of the game is nil. I think they started doing well somewhere down the line a few years back, two or three years back, because they were fighting. But now what I found out that even their chips are down, and it seems like they're playing, they're enjoying themselves. But enjoying themselves, such things are fine, but not the way. But again, the introduction of the few new cricketers like McKenzie in the second test, and that Atha, what is the new name of that, the guy? Atharaze. The way he played, again, I'm scared that he will lose to the way Windies lost Hetmyer. They will lose him also, because all the Windies, we know that they are the power of hitting. Their bones are so strong. They will go to the IPL and now getting crores. They will leave test matches. That's unfortunate stuff. I would love to see more players to play test matches than the T20s, because you say one thing. See, fatigue you talked about in the last one, right? Last topic of Australia. Fatigue happens when you know I'm balling very hard and player is dabbing it up. Like Shoaib Akhtar once said that I don't scare of Sachin Tendulkar. I'm not scared, but I feared of Rahul Dravid, because you come, throw the ball of 190, Sachin hitting you, Sehwag hitting you. You know exactly one time they will get out. So you have the energy to ball again. But you're coming and balling to Rahul Dravid of like you're giving your 100%. You're firing ball on 150 and he just go and sit top. What happened? Ball stayed there only. The baller has to go run towards him to pick the ball. So it creates the fatigue rather than the basketball creates the fatigue. Because in basketball, each and every ball gives you the moment to get out. It's not fatigue. So that's why the reason when we talk about this sluggish pitches of Windies. Yeah, Windies pitches look like India, but again, what keeps the Windies pitches apart is the field. Outfield is so slow, sluggish. That's why one of the reasons Windies are powerful, because they have to rely on the sixes rather than the four. Because ball doesn't go on you. Because people even throw him their bat also, it stops before the wicket. So that's the biggest difference. And if they're not improved their, because they say that the Windies board doesn't have the money to even change the file of the pitch or the ground. So this is the sad version where the players are millionaires through the franchise cricket, and the board is poor because of non-availability of their superstars. So yes, and in India, 2-0 was imminent. Everybody was aware. Indians played well. But again, that second innings to the first innings, the best part is the entry of Jaswal. Because the way he played was sluggish wickets, it's not that easy to play. Telling you frankly, playing 335 plus balls in a first test innings itself shows that this guy is having composure. And the same thing, he played in a second test, a second innings, 50 runs, stuff, I think 30, 35 or 40 balls he scored, half century. That's a very different kind of stuff. So it shows that we are getting a good player. So 2-0 was imminent. It's a lucky escape for few free by East pointers for Windies, and Windies should not be happy with that.
Right. I mean, look, in this case, these are crucial points that I think India would feel they dropped, because come the back end of the new World Test Championship cycle, these small misses might actually cost them. So we'll see how that pans out. Moving quickly on to the ODI, I mean, I had actually questioned on Twitter if India did the wise thing by not choosing some fast bowling reserves for this tour. I mean, they're sticking to whom they have. So they also released Siraj so that he can take a break, right? So they rely on Hardik Pandya, Mukesh Kumar, Shardul Thakur mainly in the ODIs. And Jayadeva Unadkat is also there in the squad if required. But as it turns out, that was more than enough, because again, they're planning for almost like India-like pitches. Umran Malik is there and he will be given the experience to travel with the team, play and gain that exposure and become better. So in this case, I think West Indies in the first ODI, they threw away a position of, I think, 3 for 88. I think they had a very good position between, Shimron Hetmyer and Shai Hope. They were going really strong. You would have thought, these two are experienced batters and they'll build a platform on which the likes of, Roman Powell, Romanyo Shepherd can build. But the spinners were too strong.
I think more than the spinners are strong, it is the stupidity of the Windies players. Because the way Hetty got out, that was not supposed to get out. Come on, you cannot get out on a spinner. We know exactly you can hit spinners to the out of the park, and you're getting bowled to the ball pitches outside off. Little turn, and you hit your leg stump and you are trying to do stylish kind of shot.
Yes, his dismissal indeed triggered it. He tried to play an unnecessarily delicate shot where he could have just bunted it down. It was silly. And I mean, this was a guy who looked like he was playing the spinners very comfortably. Between him and Shai Hope, the skipper, they had some form of a measure. And even the run rate was okay. It was only the 16th over. The score was already 88, right? So what you had to do was go on doing that for the next 10, 20 overs and maybe get to 280 plus, right? Then you gave yourself a chance because this was not going to be that easy of a pitch to chase that score because Umran Malik was fast and he got tonked a little. But then the introduction of Kuldeep Yadav completely changed. He completely took the tail out. They couldn't really pick him. I saw those dismissals. LBWs, they had no way which way they had no clue which way the ball was turning.
True.
Right? And that is nice to see Kuldeep Yadav coming back, taking Shai Hope's wicket, first of all, and then clean the tail out. And Jadeja actually doing all the main damage in the middle order, taking out Romario Shepherd and Shimron Hetmeyer. So it's good to see that Indian strategy of, you know, backing their spinners to actually deliver came good. But what were they doing with the batting order? Any idea?
Actually, we saw, I think we heard also what Rohit told, that first of all, they didn't expect that it will be five down. And second, they said they wanted to give the new guys a chance so that they'll play more balls over there rather than because the score was so easy, 114 to win. So they thought exactly let other chance. And then the Shardul came. The entry of Shardul was actually a problem rather than anything else. So they said, no, it's fine. So it was just, you can say, it's a one-off game where exactly players took it lightly and they tried to ball, give the ball to the other guys who could do well. And because we can see exactly one thing is clear that because Samson didn't get a chance in the last 1 year a lot, and suddenly he cannot come to the contention. If he directly comes to the contention of the wicketkeeper batsman, then there is a big problem for Ishan Kishan. Because Ishan Kishan scored a 200, double 100 against Bangladesh, and whichever team it is, double 100 is tough to score. Especially in 130, 140 balls. So you have to give the credit where required. But again, when you talk about yes, that scenario, that is like very happy scenario for India. So I think they brushed off those stuff and they won at Kolkata. And regarding Kuldeep Yadav, you said Kuldeep Yadav is a player exactly in the past 2 years. I think, 2 years he did really well because earlier he used to bowl in the 70s or the early 80s. He now you see that his few balls even crossed 100. That I was amazed because that was the thing he was working upon, on his increasing the pace of the ball.
Right.
So I think exactly that helped him a lot. And we all know that any wrist spinner, what they can do if they do wrong one and their main bowling, the main spin bowling. So very tough for anybody to understand because nowadays players are not that occupied with the mindset of seeing how it is coming from the hand rather than they're waiting ball to come to them. Either they're leaving or they're coming in because the pitching on the ball, they find out not through the seam or through the hand. And whoever can find out, they're known as the greats of the game nowadays.
I mean, we always joke about it, right? The truth is, no matter what sort of a spinner you are, once the ball has left your hand, the seam cannot lie. The seam of the ball, right? So, at least at the level I play, I teach my teammates to look at the seam of the ball carefully the moment it leaves the bowler's hand. Which way it's going to turn is going to be obvious. Not everybody has the control of a Rashid Khan who bowls every ball with a scrambled seam, right?
True.
There are very few people who have that kind of control and that kind of, you know, that skill where, first of all, Rashid Khan is faster. So what you said is very, very important. And that was an excellent observation that he has started bowling that much faster. There is this slow, loopy ball, but there is this occasional faster ball that comes faster from the pitch as well. And if you have not read the ball, you're trapped right in front of the wicket. That's what happened to, I think, two of the West Indian batsmen. So that's also a very good observation. So this series, when you see in the bigger picture, the ODI series and the T20I, do you think West Indies will be able to mount a challenge, at least maybe in the T20Is?
See, the one thing about the Windies, reduce the overs, they will be dangerous. So quite obvious, there is a chances that they will do better even the ODIs if given a chance. I'm sure exactly one of the ODIs, they will exploit the Indian bowling attack and they will create a havoc. I don't know, they will lose or win. But in T20s, again, the same condition happens. They are the guys who don't know which side of the bed they got up in the morning. So it's very tough to say. In T20s, their best thing, they should challenge India. And it should be score should be around 3-2, whichever side it is. But India should win. But because India having good spinners, which their best bowlers have problems because they are not coming up with. If the Nicholas Puran and all come back, then it will be a different case altogether. Or else it will be a problem for them to play for T20s and all. So because they cannot read the spinners. No, that's the biggest problem.
Fair enough. So the other thing, I mean, do you see maybe their bowlers, they also have good spinners. Gudakesh Mothi is back in the squad. He took 2 wickets. Yannick Correa is a very experienced spinner. Do you see they have enough in their spinning lineup to actually trouble the Indian team, cause them an issue or two as the series goes on?
The problem is nowadays that you put any spinner in front of India, and Indian will find a problem themselves to make a problem for them or trouble for them. So Indians coming like that. Gudakesh Mothi is a good bowler, no doubt in that case. I think many journals and the writers, cricket writers have explained that why he is so good and how exactly he is doing good and how good he is. But in India's mindset, Indians have to accept, but yes, India is having problem with the sweetness level in the pitch. So, Gudakesh Mothi, why? If you see his bowling, it's an amazing bowling. He does a good bowling, that's it. But you cannot throw your 4-5 bowlers to him. 4-5 wickets over there. So that's why the reason Indians are having problems, their own problems with the spinners rather than the pacers. Because that, before that, Indian used to play spinners really well. Now Indians are playing pacers very well. And in the world also, we can find out that number of spinners are, quality spinners are very, very less because part-timers are doing spin bowling. So quite obvious. Even Root is getting 2 wickets. Heads are getting 1 or 2 wickets. So you can see exactly what's going on. People are so impatient to play the spinners rather than earlier days.
Fair enough. That's an interesting point. Now, moving on. Well, we have a little bit of, a bit of a low point when it comes to Indian women's cricket. When, the third game, when Bangladesh beat India, the behavior of the Indian women's captain left a little to be desired.
Yes, yeah. Harmanpreet Kaur. Yeah. See, whatever the incident happened on the field, it was not accepted at all that whatever she has done to the stuff. But we cannot say also that there is an umpiring. Because in Bangladesh and the umpiring, we say that even Shakibul Hasan was supposed to hit the umpire in their local Bangladesh league.
Yeah, I think he avoided hitting them narrowly and he broke the stumps or he pulled the stumps out and threw them out.
Yes. So we can see exactly how the thing has happened with them. Their Bangladesh umpiring is always a low point of their cricket. So, but the biggest problem, Harmanpreet, is I don't know how. I think she was a little bit irritated because of all the one days and all the matches what happened, they didn't able to perform. And then even their presentator took her name wrongly, one of the matches, which irritated. It happened. It told Jamia. She said, thank you, Jamia. He said, I'm Harmanpreet. So the irritation. you imagine a person, Virat is going to collect a trophy and the presentator say, thank you, Sachin. So, because Harmanpreet Kaur is a big name in Indian cricket, not only Indian cricket, world cricket. So if you don't know the name of the player, irritation happens and this the ego might be. And then this happens, India didn't win the match, it was draw, and we lost to Bangladesh hardly, and we lost actually a couple of matches overall in this series.
Right.
But again, what she has done to the Bangladesh team, saying that you didn't deserve to win or you didn't win, and because of the umpires, let's call umpires also to holding the trophy. Now, this is the way it shows that what is in your mind. And that's really bad.
Exactly. See, you are the captain of a international team and you're also an ambassador for your country and for the sport, right? You have to hold up your end of that role. You are not expected to speak like that in public. There are always frustrations on how things have gone on the field. From what I read, there were some clear doubts on some of the decisions. And that can happen. Even umpires are people, and sometimes I don't expect any partisanship, but just that, you know, there may be some fatigue factor also for the umpires. Maybe that could be a reason why they were not really attentive. As India would have felt really let down because it cost a tie in the last game instead of a win. That last wicket that was given out also had a lot of questions asked. So that was unfortunate. But then you don't let those frustrations boil over on field. Or especially, even if it happens on field, you shake the hand of the opposition afterwards, and after the game is done, you try to put it past you, right?
True.
And you try to be, again, what you're a diplomat. You have to be careful what you say, how you behave. Mm. So I think she's been penalized. She's been suspended for 2 games, and I think that's right. And it's, you know, somebody was joking on Twitter saying that women are also now being included in fines. Usually women's game is much better behaved, and the match referee never has to take a call on their behavior when it comes to fines. This is the first time somebody has been banned for 2 games. So, you know, that's, again, they are breaking new ground, the Indian women's team there. It's a fun point.
On a serious note, I'm telling you one thing. Why it is bound to happen? Earlier, the women's cricket, especially with respect to India and the worldwide, most of the New Zealand, Australia, England, now India, they are giving the money to the women's team as per men's cricket. Earlier, men's cricket used to be the same time higher pay grade than the women's cricket, right? Now, they are getting the equal money. Getting the equal money, what happens? That your responsibility and strength. Now, the women's cricket will get more criticized. Earlier, they used to get like consolation that they are not getting good paid. They are not getting good amount. Fine. They should get good money to boost up their thing. Now they are getting good money. Not good, very good money. They are getting very good. And then if they will not perform to the world level, I'm telling you, the social media will destroy them. Harmanpreet. Because once the money comes to the scene and you are not performing, because the way we know Indian women's team, they're in a batting, but their fielding is way low. Like early 80s India's fielding. Then they have a baller. Because now they cannot play with a normal bowling. I say, okay, Chalra, we are losing. And no, because once you will start losing the matches, you will lose the... Like, where from the people will come to watch the match? And if people are not... You are not attracting people or the increasing the faith of the people to watch a match, how the revenue will be generated? Because the men's cricket is generating immense revenue rather than the women's cricket. Women's cricket has to level up.
Well, I mean...
Level up.
With these sort of actions on field, yes. Right? With these sort of actions no, this on will field, create, probably they'll this, attract more attention.
No, this will create a lot of...
Wrong sort of attention.
No, but again, this will create lots of attention. But again, sometimes in Hindi, there is a one sentence, Badnaam may be naam chupa. So when you are infamous, the famous itself is there in that. And that is might be... Because now, earlier, they might give you to get X amount, 25% is nothing of that. But now you are getting a hefty amount, 25% is a huge amount of that. So quite obvious, it is people are getting frustrated and getting very, very nosy now. There's that key why it is happening. And you will see the fights and all in on a women's round also, because the way pay grades get, you will get higher more. So this is bound to happen. That money can do for you.
Well, exactly. But also look, when you look at the
umpiring part,
her being, you know, yeah, I mean, umpiring, yeah, see, that's something the Bangladesh Cricket Board, if this is a real issue, we'll have to look at it, address it.
That is sad, right? Very sad part. Very sad part.
If it's, they'll have to address it, because I'm sure behind the scenes, the Indian coaching staff would have had some words with the match referee, who's more of a neutral appointee, who's an ICC appointee, and then the word would have carried through to the Bangladesh Cricket Board if there was some real frustrations, and they'll have to be dealt with if it's real, and if they have to be maybe retraining or better... You know, better fitness. These are all things that they have to also be careful of. But see, what has happened is now Harmanpreet is a key component of the Indian women's
captain. Team, right? Because she's a captain.
Not
captain.
Only a skipper, right? Mm. No, not only that, with her batting, she didn't have a very successful series, but you know what she's capable of and what she can bring into the team. And now she can't play until the finals of the Asia Cup. So the Asian Games has the women's cricket tournament, and because there are only less number of teams, they're directly starting off with a quarterfinal, right? So that basically means if she's banned for 2 games, I mean, she's banned for 2 games, that means she cannot play until the final. And we don't even know if India will qualify for the final. That might be a big deal without her, right? So sometimes you don't know where the impact will fall, and you better be careful. So that's just a lesson learned, we hope, for her and the Indian women's team. Moving quickly on, surprised at how well Pakistan played in Sri Lanka and how comfortably they beat Sri Lanka at home.
See, the problem, Pakistan is, as for me, they are the team the same way that they also don't have a particular day. Because they're an amazing team. They have Babar Azam, they have Mohammad Azaman, they have Sarfraz, they have Imam. All those big names you see nowadays whose score is, whose average is 35-40 plus in the in most of the matches they play is Pakistan. Pakistan is doing good. But the biggest positive is their bowlers. Shaheen Shah, Naseem Shah. So, Shaheen, Naseem and the other bowlers, they didn't really create lots of impact. But nobody thought that Numan will...
No, that's the whole point. He's a very experienced bowler. And
no, he's there. He's a good bowler. I'm not saying that. But the getting 7, 8, 9, 10 is a very different kind of ball game. Because you see the luck also. I just wanted to say here, I'm not saying anything against Numan. What I mean to say, Numan, that how lucky Numan was, because before that also, Naseem Shah has so many, one of the one over, he was supposed to get 2-3 wickets.
Right.
And he finally ended up with the 3 wickets. But again, it's overall a very good victory from Pakistan. They actually won against Sri Lankan team, which is down and dusted in Test match series. You see that they didn't do that great. Apart from the last time they played on a table, they were third or fourth, and they had a chance to qualify with the Eastern bird of the results of India, Australia, and so on.
Right.
But more than Pakistan won, they like the way India won against West Indies. Nobody will give credit to India to win the match, because it's the West Indies which are poor. Same condition as the Pakistan. They won against Sri Lanka, which actually down and dusted in Test matches nowadays. And because being Asian country playing in Asia, India, Pakistan always have the upper hand against Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, because they have that spirit to play with. And Sri Lanka is no more up team of Sangakkara, Jayawardene, Jayasuriya and Kalpitar now. Because your new players are yet to get experience.
You would think that. But you still have a lot of experience, right? Angelo Matthews, Dinesh Chandimal, Dimuth Karunaratna and Dhananjaya De Silva. That's a very solid batting order.
You think so, but you see their averages. For example, I'm giving a highest respect to Dimuth Karunaratna. He's an amazing batsman. But you saw the Angelo Matthews somewhere down the line. I don't find Angelo Matthews as a motivated guy. Anyway, after in last 2-3 years, he might have played well. He's like a 45 and all. But we are 3-4 years ago. Dhananjaya De Silva, 35 average, doing good. Always a good guy. He's not an amazing player. He's a very good player for Sri Lanka. Average in terms of everything. You say the overall. Now you go to any other places. For example, you go to whom you are finding out as an opener. You have multiple openers, but they're not scoring more than 35-40 runs. Then another player comes and scores a century, you say, okay, fine, they will be good. You're not playing Hasaranga in the test matches because he didn't do well in the past. But his bowling is creating lots of fuss. Why don't you play him as a bowler only? You're not playing Hasaranga in test matches. You are playing with the... Your pacers also nowadays has gone for top. We cannot remember even good pacers from there. Apart from Pasirana, which players said, team said that, no, don't play in the test matches or even the ODI. Because he is early in the earlier stage. Apart from that, you have Lahiru Kumara, who is an injury pro. Then who else you have? Now the new guy has come, Madhushanka, that lefty bowler. He's good, but again, they need some time to build. Because you see their records, their first-class records. Na? Most of the bowlers and batsmen might be, they don't have spinners. Especially, I'm pointing out two things over there, the first-class cricket. You see their first-class record. Pacers per match wickets are pretty less, even less than 3 per matches. Okay, but their average is around 30. Not bad. They're playing the first class cricket to the test matches. Now, spinners, each and every spinner over there are having 5 to 6 wickets per first class matches, representing the Sri Lankan team as a spinner, like whoever. And their ages are in 28, 30, 32. The earlier one, they are having very low scoring matches most of the time. Like 300, 200, 250, 300. First class cricket, 250, 300 is a low scoring match, in my opinion. Most of the time, if touch is
touch. Right.
So this is happening because the pitches are in such a way that bowlers are getting wickets. And you're not creating the same thing what the problem has happened with the West Indies. We discussed. Somewhere down the line, they don't see the only problem with the Windies and the Sri Lanka creating lots of developing lots of talent. But talent needs time. If they nurture any talent, they go to somewhere to play cricket. That's the only difference. I think Sri Lanka might do well in coming time, you know, 1 or 2 years when their team will have more. And one more thing, Sri Lankan players are not to, apart from 1 or 2 players, not playing even the T20 leagues and all worldwide.
Right.
Absolute to zero. So that might be an impact also to their team that they're not getting the right exposure to do well.
The good point, actually, that there are not as many Sri Lankan players as before. You only have probably Vanindu Hasaranga playing in all of these other leagues. And you're right when you say he doesn't play test matches. He's not considered maybe as consistent enough to play. So, look, from their bowling, you have a good point that between Dilshan Madushankar, Asita Fernando, they'll need a little bit more time to get into the test match groove. You're right. But for me, the batting order was a big letdown.
You're correct. Bound to happen. Their batsmen actually let them down.
Correct. The other thing for me, the main thing is the attitude with which Pakistan played.
Amazing.
I was really happy. I think they've taken a leaf out of what they experienced at home when England came and beat them. They're like, we are going to play aggressive cricket. You don't want to call it park ball, probably something else.
They
because
said
they have
ball.
A coach.
Yeah.
Park ball. Okay, fair enough. So in this case, see, I think it's paying dividends. And what I really liked in this test match, right, they're fast bowlers. So Naseem Shah took very crucial wickets in the first innings. And he always combined with one spinner. That's when they're the most dangerous, right? In Asian conditions, you have a good fast bowler on one end and a very good spinner on the other. So in the first innings, he combined with Abrar Ahmed, who took 4-4, right? Between them, they sort of killed any chances Sri Lanka had of making a big total. Then their batsmen came good. So for me, this was a really, really good tour for Saud Shakil.
Absolutely.
And Aga Salman. Saud Shakil made a lot of runs. Aga Salman also, breakthrough tour, if you ask me. He showed what he's capable of, not only with the bat, but also, you know, I think he did enough with the ball. So then comes the backing where on a tired, you know, third, fourth day pitch, you would expect spinners to come to their own. And I think Noman Ali has been bowling for like 20 years, you know, and has that experience to back him. And he went to the next level and he took a 7-4. And I think, unfortunately, except for Angelo Matthews, only Dhananjay De Silva has actually played in four innings. 3 times he has made at least 50 runs, right? Dimut Kandaratna got starts. The opener, Nishan Madhuska, got starts. You have to try and go on. For me, the biggest disappointment was Kushal Mendes and to a point, Dinesh Chandimal. I think Dinesh Chandimal had one good innings as well, but you have to carry on, make that big 100. That never came. Only Dhananjay De Silva, he made that 100 once. That's not enough. You forget, right? You have to actually be in the game for 4 days, 3-4 days. Otherwise, you'll easily lose. This is a test match after all. So I think Sri Lanka have a lot to introspect to try to see how they can come up from this point. But congratulations to Pakistan, who actually won an away series 2-0. This is going to be very important in the bigger picture when, as we discussed, the back end of the World Test Championship in 2025. All right. Those were, let's say, all the games we wanted to discuss. If you were to take a look at the off-field news quickly. So, first of all, Papua New Guinea and Ireland have qualified. So, Ireland have won the European qualifiers. They have qualified comfortably. And Papua New Guinea, the same thing. They have won the Asian qualifying tournament. And they have won the first 5 games out of 6. They have one more game against Japan, but that'll really not matter. So, first of all, I was worried with Papua New Guinea, actually, over the last year or so, they did not have many results on the field. They were really good until then. Then they fell back and teams like Nepal and Namibia easily overtook them. So for them, this is a big win because from the East Asia Pacific Regional Qualifier, they win it and they come through and they'll be in the World Cup in 2024. so they can again show what they're
made. Ireland was supposed to be go through in that situation. What I have seen a little bit of matches against them, against Italy and all, I saw exactly that. Yes, they were supposed to go ahead. I think, but PNG is here. I think PNG's inclusion is like out of nowhere. Especially when you say Namibia, the teams like Namibia, they did really well. They did really good name. Even Nepal, they did really well in the past few years. And I think Nepal is there, no? In Asia Cup, right? If I'm not wrong.
Nepal will play the Asia Cup. Yes.
Asia Cup in Sri Lanka. Imagine. And this guy is not there in the T20 World Cup and not able to win against the PNGs. Although PNGs are, whatever the small pool of games I have gone through for the PNG or the course, PNG looks really good. And it was really the way, especially there are 2-3 players. You know, these guys are especially reliable on the 2-3 players rather than the entire team. But again, yes, congratulations to Ireland and PNG for their qualifying win. And I'm sure exactly that the pool, wherever they will be, their team is licking their lips right now. Because fine, someone might score a century with them. But because it's in West Indies, it's tough to say which way ball goes, because the pitches are good for sixes, not for the fours.
Right. You've already highlighted that, but maybe by then, you know, it's a whole year away. By then, they would have worked on the pitches, on the outfields, and the outfield also will have a lot of...
I hope, yes, I wish they should.
All right. Now, one long-term servant of Irish women's cricket, Mary Walden, has decided to retire at the age of 39. So, she's 13 years career, 56 ODIs, 88 T20Is. That's a lot of games for a wicketkeeper batter to actually represent her country in. And well, we wish her all the best going further. The experience that she would bring would always be missed. But we really hope, you know, she's also able to transfer some of her experience to out of the field, maybe taking up some coaching role with the team and so on.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. And I think teams like Ireland and Ireland women's team need that kind of experience and exposure to guide them, because it's very tough for them to even in women's cricket. We see, apart from the England, Australia and India and New Zealand, apart from these four, there are very less teams that plays very frequent cricket. So quite obvious it is, when you have a player of that power, that experience, you should include them into the coaching immediately after the retirement, so that the existing player who knows them and played under him will do better. Quite obviously, no, you cannot buy experience in the market. You have to own that. And she earned it. She played against the recent ongoing Ireland women's and Australia women's match also. So overall, I must say that yes, on behalf of the India, that best wishes to her and for her future and as well.
Fair enough. Now, an important news if you are an Indian cricket fan. Jasprit Bumrah looks like...
I think world cricket
fan. Absolutely.
Jasprit Bumrah is
world cricket fan. Yes. Absolutely. So, looks like Jasprit Bumrah is on the way back. He's done enough to prove his fitness. There's a high likelihood he'll be selected in the Ireland series in August, right? So Jai Shah, the secretary of BCCI, has revealed this. So happy to see him back on the field?
I'm scared more than the happy. Somewhere down the line, somewhere down, you know, the child who loves cricket like a child is crying that, because last time when he came, he didn't last for long.
Right.
Out of injury. I hope we are not pushing him. And it is his call, because we know the past of NCA, National Cricket Academy's certificate. It didn't help most of the players. I only wish Bumrah best of luck. And whatever the situation, I think he should have been played. If he really wants to introduce him, play him ongoing Devdhar Trophy, or if any Ranji matches are starting, let them play with the limited overs. Because... you're sending them directly to the Ireland to play an international matches might create a little havoc on him, because it's a pressure. When you're playing, as I said, that televised version of cricket makes Indian cricket stronger. The same way it makes weaker to players who played comes after injury, and we see him playing. Oh, Bumrah is playing. I want to see Bumrah. Imagine about what's happening with Bumrah, what he is thinking of. He's under pressure quite a bit. He might not say, but he knows exactly people are watching. His family, his friends, so many followers, millions of the followers worldwide are watching him. And if you play some of the local games, I'm not asking, leave, you cannot play Ranchi. Let him play the local club game for the 5-7 matches.
Right, right.
And it's happening everywhere, na? Tamil Nadu, Tamil Nadu, TNPL, and then you go ahead with the Maharashtra Cricket League, MCL. There's so many, I think, Gujarat League. Let them play to those matches also, if anywhere it's happening in India. So that comes to him, he will know exactly how he is, because nobody is watching him. Because nobody is looking after him. He can ball the way he wants. Nobody will judge him. It's him who will judge his own body.
Right.
Body, that how it will be. So that's why the reason I'm a little scared rather than the happy. And I'm wishing him all the best, because we want him into the Indian cricket setup for the World Cup for sure. As we know, the capabilities and Indian pitches are so cruel that we need Bumrah.
Right. But you are also going to, I think, bring up the provisional 15 squad, right?
Yes. So my provisional
squad. The Indian squad.
And I will give the reasons also. If you want, you can ask the question.
Yeah.
Out of 11, I think 7, 8 to 9 are the direct entry. Like starting from Rohit, Gill. Backup opener will be Ishan. And then we have Kohli. We have a number 4 player. We have Ayer. If Ayer will play well till that time, and he will get an opportunity to play, because Ayer is coming back also. Number 4 will be Ayer. And then we have number 5, KL. And then number 6, Jadeja. Number 7 will have, the list of all-rounders we may take. So, for the 6-7, still it looks fine. 4 down or 5 down, it will be there. But again, the main problem will be the lead spinner. Who will be the lead spinner? Will be Kulcha or only Kuldeep or only Chahal? Because what it looks like now, Chahal will get more opportunity, because India might not like to go ahead more than 2 spinners, because they will have Akshar as a backup also in the team who can bat and ball. And so I think again, the Chahal might miss the bus. Because Kuldeep balled really well in that case. So again, Kuldeep, Shami will be an easy entry. If Boom is fine, then Boom will be coming. And the Siraj. These three, Kuldeep, Jadeja. These 5 will be there. Hardik, number 6-7 will be the Hardik and Jadeja's place. So quite a bit, you have a 6 baller who can ball you with the Jadeja and Hardik can aramse give you 10 to 15 overs. In one day. So quite obvious, right. if somebody is having bad day in your top 3 bowlers, you can do it from Hardik or Jadeja as per the requirement. So quite obvious about this 5 and the top 6 is over. And now you ask question, reserve 4. In my point of view, the reserve 4 will be Ishan. Why Ishan? Because if you're taking Ishan, he's a wicket keeper. He's a brilliant fielder also. And he can open.
Right.
So you need not to take a player who exactly, again, a specific opener with you. If the KL is getting injured, then also, Ishan can come up with a number 4 or number 5. So depending upon that, now the big problem is that number 4. Who will come number 4? Because Hardik, we saw in the T20s, played lock many times at number 4. Might be he wanted to prove that he can play number 4 role. But still, he is not that experienced enough to play that number 4 role. Ayer is the number 1. Apart from that 3, I would love to have... then there will be 12 men will be Ishan. Then Akshar is automatic number 13 player. Number 14 and number 15, we need one pacer. Because if anything happens, we are playing in India. We'll get the replacement immediately. Ready. So that's... 14 and 15, in my point of view, will be a batsman and then a pace bowler. Now, who can it be? Suryakumar Yadav or at this moment, Sanju Samson. Because only problem with the Samson, he's a great player. He's a good player, actually. No, I will not say a great player and all the way people hype him. He's a good player.
Mm.
Because generally plays 2-3 innings well, and then after 4-5 silent innings, even that it happened in all the IPL.
Right.
All the his league matches also. And you will take him on a T20s or the ODIs. And India, he played well. Might be the reason behind it, because he played only 1 or 2 matches in a year. 5 to 6 matches in a year. So Samson, if he plays really well every time, then it's fine or else? No. Pace bowler, I mean, the problem is that which will be the pace, which pace bowler? Mukesh Kumar or Avesh Khan, or we need a lefty bowler, then who? Kiralia, or we will have again the guys who are good left arm pacer. Arshdeep Singh.
Correct.
Arshdeep will be the, I think, the probables of the 15 for sure. And the one score, the batsman might be Suri Kumar Yadav or again the same Samson or somebody else who will be there in the middle. But this will be my 15 squad without a little bit of scratching my head for the top 13. 14, 15 might be there because we are playing so many players, but they're not coming up that good for India.
You don't expect Rahul might be fit in time?
Rahul is there, no? Rahul is, I told enough. KL Rahul will be number 5. Wicketkeeper, batsman.
Fair enough.
KL will be playing. KL will be there. Because the batsman, see, the tragedy of bowlers are different than the tragedy of the batsman, like the injury of the batsman, the bowler. Because batsman can come, they will put on nets, come. If they're scoring on a zero, people say, okay, fine, they will get one more opportunity. They might not get injured in playing zero. But the bowler who comes after an injury playing a match, there's always a chance that he might get injured again.
Right.
That's the biggest problem with the bowlers. That's why the handle with gear stuff.
Indeed. That makes sense. All right. That was a very interesting analysis. Let's see. I think they have some time yet to go before they can release the squad. And probably they'll start. So the warm-up is the Asia Cup and the real event is the World Cup itself. Right.
I think Australia is coming to India too also to play 3 one-days before the World Cup. I think that Correct. Series will be very, very important because both the teams will play with their topmost players to play, get feel. India might play a little bit more fringe players, but they want their top order to, top batsmen to be in form rather than anything else. Same for the Australia.
So, do you see any of the main batsmen actually rested or you say no?
I prefer... See, one thing I know that when you play cricket or any sport, there is nothing called rest. Because once you are getting rest, when you are getting rested, what happens that you are getting offline. Or you can say off-road from the match. And that may not help. Whoever is playing, let them play regularly. One or two players, like, yeah, you want to play Akshar. Play Akshar instead of Jadeja. That's fine. But let the main batsmen and the main bowlers to play. Most of them. Matches. Because
right.
if you say, okay, Siraj will not play, then you need to find who can replace real Siraj in a real match situation. Mm. Play them. Not play just for the namesake of player who exactly, okay, he might be there in the squad. Whomsoever think that one will be there in the squad, like Singhji, Arshdeep. So, let them play. That's what my concern is. And my request to the team management.
Interesting. All right. So the other last thing is the World Cup itself might be, the World Cup schedule might be tweaked a little, we see. So for example, there is some news that the India-Pakistan game might be moved ahead by one day. So this has been confirmed that there will be some small tweaks to the World Cup schedule. Asia has come out and said it.
Bound to happen. It happened in the past in the most of the World Cups also. But what happened that somewhere down the line, first of all, it's a festive season. You know, in India, festive season is starting from September.
Hmm.
And it's a Durga Puja, Navratri. And it's a very famous thing in India because the 10 days festive ceremony will be there. So celebration will be there. So quite obvious it is that may impact here and there again. And then, you know, especially with other places like Ahmedabad, like Gujarat, West Bengal. Southern part is not that much impacted by Durga Puja, no? But northern and western are, again, because, you know, the security forces, right? You need security forces for the matches. So quite obvious it is, the arranging them is very tough, because if you know how the Navratri happens or celebrated in Gujarat and Durga Puja celebrated in Kolkata, you cannot imagine a single match can happen that day, because huge amount of security guards are there to manage the rush and the mob.
Right.
So these are the reasons, I think, only that why it may happen. And then Diwali comes within 20 days. So those periods of 1 month, Indians are in a festive mood. So quite obvious that.
The only problem, right? I understand the context, but the only problem is it is very close to the tournament. What about the professionals who are required to go? If you are a journalist who has to travel with for a newspaper or something, when will you be able to find this last minute changes in rooms and other things?
So right? The thing it is, most of the Indian, there might be a problem, you say, about the foreign reporters. And if you talk about the foreign reporters, I'm telling you one thing, that even Indian reporter for the World Cup in the outside India, they always face the problem. We don't talk much. The world doesn't hear us a lot. But there is a problem. So let them face a problem. Indian reporter won't have any problem in India. I'm giving in a written. They will have their friends. They will have their circle. Even I'm telling you, even the good reporters, they don't know exactly when the changes are happening. The only problem is that you and me, who doesn't have the interconnect with the team, they will know. Mm-hmm. They will know, and this thing will happen 1 month before. It is only now July. And the reporters and all, everything. So my sense is not to say negative about anyone. It's all about that. We always, even that 2015 and 19, we have seen how people were working, in our reporters and all work in Australia or England for the or the World Cups, wherever it happened, how exactly they've been treated in a different way. That I'm not even questioning all those things. That it be as it is. But then the thing is, when it is happening in India, you know, it's the first time it's happening in India, that India single-handedly taking care of the World Cup. Even the 2011, it was a partnership with Bangladesh and all, right? So, quite obvious it is. Bangladesh was there in 2011, right? If I'm not wrong.
Yes. It was a three-country.
Three countries. The first time it's happening in the India, that is only in India it's happening. And it's good that it's happening in India. Mm. And it's a huge thing. So, it won't happen for all the matches. Might be happening for the few major clashes, like India-Pakistan clash, like Australia-England clash, or the India-Australia clash, where exactly you know that you need more security. That might be the chance. And they're not changing the venue. They're changing the date most of the time. So dates, right. If one day here and there, I think hotel guys are that mature, because if you're 8, if you, instead of 19, it's happening on 18th, okay, they don't have a, their reservations will be like that only, because whomsoever is going over there, they will be staying from the 18th till 19th. Because one day before you have to go to collect all those big matches. And I think only 4-5% of the matches might be get impacted. As of now, we only know about the one match, India-Pakistan match, that too. Official dates hasn't been released for those. So I think there should not be a problem, because India is such a country where even though it's 1 or 2 days, rumors against India is too much rather than anything. For example, a rumor has come that in Gujarat, people are booking hospital beds now during the match.
I read that. This is a rumor.
My friends are from Gujarat. It's a rumor. So imagine rumors spreads faster than the truth. So this is the way.
Of course.
And you say
always.
So always, what I believe, that we should not be on a rumors. We should not feel like a, because when the reporter comes and all, they go ahead with the all those background stuff. They know exactly what's going to happen. They also have very good friends in India. They know exactly how to manage things, because everywhere you go, even with a good reporter in the good sports reporter in their lifetime, started from a lower level of cricket only, where there might not be hotel even. They might have stayed in a PG in the early days. So they experience, right. They know exactly how to, because for them, story matters as in the state. Most of the cases, what I heard and I have gone through. So I think there should not be a problem at all. India is always hostile and very accommodative country. And I'm sure exactly all, whoever will come from all over world, they will enjoy the Indian cricket. and Indian food for sure. And we will celebrate festival together.
Fair enough. So, one last news, not the best one. Yorkshire County Cricket Club have been fined £400,000 and have been handed a 48-point deduction. And this will be for the county championship, but there will also be some deductions for the Vitality Blast competitions, is what we've heard. Because this whole journey that started, where they started looking into themselves for the institutional racism that is there in the club, it's a well-known thing, as you were saying off air, right? So now, but there is a formal way where there is a CDC, a cricket disciplinary committee hearing that happened in February, and they have looked at almost the last 20 years of conduct, and they have given these fines.
They right? should. They should. And these are not the first thing they should ban. Michael Vaughan. On a year, I am telling you. They should ban first Michael Vaughan because he talks shit sometimes. He has a good cricketing mind. I'm not doubting it. But he talks some shit most of the time. Because when, like for the recently he talks even against Moeen Ali something, right? And is one of the...
Oh, is it?
No, it is. It is. You can,
yes. And it was, yeah, I remember.
Where Moeen Ali, when Moeen Ali clearly told that this is absolutely not acceptable by the greats of Vaughan. And Vaughan was not first time, even Adil Rashid. Adil Rashid even right. talked about one in few years back where he didn't want to play for Yorkshire or some of the matches somewhere. He just is, even the audiences behind, even India went in earlier days, it happened. Even leave Yorkshire never played an Asian before Sachin Tendulkar's entry. After that, Yuvraj Singh came and then so many Pakistanis and all represented Yorkshire. But as per the records, what I know, Sachin Tendulkar was the first Asian to play or represent Yorkshire from Asia in 92-93, if I'm wrong.
Because they, in 1996, but you're right, it's earlier. You're it's right. earlier. Much earlier.
Much earlier. And then after, I think Sachin never played county cricket a lot. So it happens. Even the player goes over there, you can see exactly because they cannot pronounce our name, they change the name. They talk about this, they talk about that. And it happens everywhere.
Well, yeah. Correct.
So, this is the... See, England and racism is not new. So, quite obvious. They found out today Yorkshire, they may find somewhere else also. And more than cricket, it happened in the football all over the world. We know how it is going on. Correct. So, yes, it's rightly done. But again, it should have been done way earlier than now. It is now, it is happening because too much of pressure. Too much of pressure from the worldwide. That's why. Then why Yorkshire? Why not other guys also who did it?
I think it's been done. There are more people who are being looked into as well. It'll not
should be. I think racism has no place in sports. Not in sports, not anywhere in our life.
Right. Absolutely. So, indeed, what you said, it's there is no place for racism in cricket. It might have come late, but it's good that it has come and it has to be kept out. And these sort of reckonings have to happen maybe in other places as well, where people look at themselves, their behavior, and try to change. It's a changing world. And what was probably considered okay even 20, 30 years ago is a huge deal now. And people have to be careful. And, you know, when it comes to the words, when it comes to their behavior, the society is a far more inclusive place these days.
All thanks to social media, that every small things are coming out right now. Either negative and positive way both. Social media is a negative and positive both. But again, somewhere down the line, it's coming in a way that it is helping also, it is not helping also. But again, whichever is not helping to the society, if that is coming to the scene, we know exactly what's happening. It's much better to take actions immediately rather than people think it's fine to go ahead, and then later it will be a huge deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So, thank you for a lovely long chat. Before we let you go, would you like to talk about your work online? Any work that you do online, your social media handles and so on?
Yeah, of course, why not? So, whomsoever you think exactly, me and Ajit Bhai have done Ajit is more experienced than me handling these things and all, quite obvious. But again, I would like to shout out for my... you can find me on Twitter. This is Saurabh Sanyan, and it's a verified account, so you should not have any problem. The spelling is Fourabh. Sanyal. This should not be a problem. Also, we are having a YouTube channel with the help of Vallav and Manjunath. Name is Cricket Chatter Live. We come over there live on YouTube, I would suggest you to find out this channel. The name is Crick Chatterlive, CrickChatterlive on YouTube. And I'm sure exactly we'll get a good content over there. You may find even the smallest fan of cricket comes here and talk about the cricket. That's the thing we wanted to brought in. Thank you, Ajit Bhai. That's what from my end, it's a long session. And I'm telling you, I thoroughly enjoyed this session. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The topic
Thank you very much. It was mutual. Absolutely mutual. Also, I was looking forward to more episodes of your Heads and Tails.
Yes. I didn't talk about the Heads and Tails at this moment. The reason behind it, we are thinking to relaunch it again in coming days. Me and Manjunath Bhai, who is a doctor also, a plastic surgeon, is a very good friend of mine. Mm. We're thinking to relaunching it sooner because we were a little occupied in our professional life and the personal life. So quite obvious, Heads and Tails Gone for Toss will come live again this year, mostly this year in by the World Cup. And I'm sure exactly Ajit Bhai also come into the station sooner than later on a video. You heard, we're going to see him also.
Well, some of us may have a face for radio, but you'll discover that yourself. In any case, thanks a lot, Saurabh.
Yeah,
and we wish all our listeners a good day wherever they may be listening from.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
This is the Armchair Cricket Podcast.